Well, before we get into this episode of The Kona Edge, it is Monday, the 3rd of July, the start of a new month, and our entries closed on Friday, on the 30th of June, for our first giveaway to our patrons here on The Kona Edge. If you're not a patron of The Kona Edge, make sure you check it out. Head over to thekonaedge.com/support, because we are giving away some pretty cool goodies. And this month, we're giving away an entry to an half Ironman event, and it's valued at $350. And for every dollar that you pledge by becoming a patron, you get one entry into the draw. We're going to be giving away another one at the end of July. So if you are a patron and you missed out on this month, don't stress. You are in the draw for our next one as well. But a massive, massive congratulations for our very first Kona Edge patron contest. And it goes out to Kelly Stokes, who has won that Ironman, half Ironman entry, valued at $350. Kelly, well done, and thank you so much for your support and help us in helping us keep things going here at the Kona Edge. If you want to find out more on how you can win, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/win.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
It's time to chat a little bit of running here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thanks for joining me today. Rhianna Robertson joining us once again. We're going to chat a little bit about her run and some of the things that she does and a new gadget that she's just included into her running regime, which I'm very keen to find out about, and I'm sure you will be too. So make sure you stick around. We chat about that at the end of today's podcast. Just a massive, massive thank you to everyone who is helping out and leaving us reviews and checking out the interviews that we're doing on our patron page. If you want to find out about our surprise, surprise patrons, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. All the details are there. We're creating a ton of extra content within that patron page, and you can go and check it out now. That's thekonaedge.com/support. And no, each and every cent that is pledged as a patron to The Kona Edge really helps us keep things going here at the podcast. So enough of me yakking. Let's head over to the coach's corner and then touch base with Rhianna. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some running. We head back to a returning guest in Pretoria in South Africa, Rhianna Robertson. Welcome back onto the podcast, Rhianna. Thank you for joining us. You mentioned in our last chat about using a power meter on the bike and how important that is and the impact it has on your run. Tell me a little bit about your run. How would you rate it? Is it a strength? Is it something you enjoy doing? Is it something you dread getting off the bike?
It's quite an interesting story. When I was at school, I used to be a fairly good track runner. Not brilliant, fairly. I used to run at 210, 800 meters and a 440, 1500 meters, which was fast back then. I'm not sure what the girls run now. I never won SA champs or anything like that, but I got selected for the Free State athletics team. So, you know, I was a fairly good runner at school. And then when I started paying more attention on swimming and cycling, I kind of neglected my run a little bit. And with me being a bit of a diesel engine, I never quite got that speed back that I used to have. But at the moment, you know, I can comfortably run, or I used to comfortably run 5 minutes a K for 32 kilometers, which is not bad. But running takes a little bit of hard work for me. And you've mentioned the power sensor on the bike. I'm a little bit of a techno freaky. So I just got myself a power running sensor that I've been experimenting with for 2 weeks now. But yeah, running, it's nice to be able to go run whenever you want to. And, you know, you just take your running shoes and off you go. You don't mind the weather. You don't mind where you are. But it's the more difficult one of the free ones that I need to motivate myself with the most.
And gadgets help to get motivated, doesn't it?
Exactly. I think that's also one of the reasons why I got it. So I can kind of see how this works and how to motivate. But like I say, it's fairly new. I've just done my critical run test, which was absolutely brutal on it. But I'm still learning how the kinks of it work.
Yeah, I remember when I got my first Garmin, I was like, oh my word, I just want to go and run all the time. But talk to me about this power on the running. I've read bits and pieces about it. I haven't delved too deep into it. Like you say, you've only been playing around with it for a couple of weeks now, but your initial thoughts?
I quite like it, because if you think about it, if you're out cycling and you're cycling to power, you will not go smashing up a hill. And the downhills, you'll obviously pick up your pace a little bit, your force, because you want to have a constant power for the whole ride. Now, running with power works, as I understand it, exactly the same way, where you would obviously try and keep an equal power pace throughout the run, which is then equivalent to your efficiency. And that's what I'm busy experimenting now. And every time you do a little bit of a run, you see how things change and what you're capable of doing. It's also a bit of a mindset because it's quite new. So now you need to get a feel of what type of power is the equivalent pace. Not that we're worrying about pace anymore. But yeah, it definitely keeps it a little bit more exciting.
Brilliant. Workout wise, what do you love doing on the run?
I love my track sets. Although, like I said, the running is the one that I need to struggle with the most, but I've got a few of my athletes that actually join me on the track, and it's a bit of a social as well, but it's also, like we mentioned, embracing the suck or just, you know, getting on with it. It's hard. It's brutal. It just, you know, there's something about a hard running set doing intervals, and you just tick the box and, you know, I've done it, you know. But that's the one I enjoy the most.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Cool. Thank you, Brad.
Before I go, let's just touch base with the iTunes. Thanks again if you have left us a review. If you haven't, please consider doing it. You stand the chance of winning an entry into an Ironman race, which I'll be paying for. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. Here's a review that comes in. It says, short, sharp, and relevant. Love the podcast. As an age grouper, I want to hear from successful age groupers. Great, enthusiastic hosting too. Thank you very much. Is it Barnum Devon? Yeah, I think that is in the UK. Barnum Devon, thank you so much for your review. Much appreciated. Don't forget to leave your sort of Twitter handle or Instagram handle so that I can give you a shout out on Facebook from Twitter. Yeah, that's going to help. I said I can send you a shout out on Twitter or Instagram. If you'd like to follow us at The Kona Edge is where you can find us across all the various social media platforms. I look forward to touching base with you then. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/runningseminar.